You may have heard that New York City plans to ban the sale of very large sugary drinks. The ban is hopes to fight obesity in the city. It would impose a 16-ounce limit on the size of sweetened drinks sold at restaurants, bodegas, movie theaters as well. Joining us now, Marion Nessel, professor of nutrition at New York University, author of Safe Food, The Politics of Food Safety. And Marion, this sounds like another effort from Mayor Michael Bloomberg to combat obesity, which is obviously becoming a health crisis. But does this kind of thing, a ban, work?
Well, we don't know that yet. That's why it's a really interesting experiment. What the Bloomberg administration is trying to do is to make it easier for New Yorkers to make more healthful decisions without having to give it a thought. Without having to consciously sit down and say, I'm going to eat less, I'm going to move more, I'm going to not eat trans fats. They're trying to just make it sort of the default to eat healthfully or eat more healthfully. And what I think is so interesting about this one is that it doesn't take anything away from anybody. Anybody can always buy a second soda. That's not prohibited at all. It's just that it makes smaller sizes the default. I mean, if I had one thing that I could teach people, it's that larger portions have more calories. I can hardly say it without laughing.
Yeah, it seems.
But really and truly, people don't understand that.
All right. Well, that's Marion Nessel. She's a professor of nutrition, but we want to bring in a professor of curmudgeonness. Jay Cowett, our very own technical director and chief soda correspondent, though we should really call him our chief rant correspondent, and this really upsets you, this proposed ban.
I think there's a certain irony that we want to make people healthy by making them lazier, not making them make the decisions on their own and learn about it. And in this case, you know, I'm all for a smoking ban. I'm not a smoker, so it's nice to have some clean air, and that can.
Why are you all for
people.
A smoking ban?
Because that's something that can affect other people directly. Drinking a big gulp or a soda or a huge thing cannot hurt anybody.
Paying your diabetes bills isn't a problem.
I'm going to pay my diabetes bills when they come.
But, well, you might.
Let me ask you. I mean, Marion pointed out that if you want 32 ounces of soda, you just buy two 16-ouncers.
So then I don't understand the point of it. And part of this is, and Bloomberg says today, that if this affects sales, stores can just raise the prices on these smaller drinks. So at the same time as making people lazy and not making them think about their health, it seems like it's something directed towards the poorer communities in the sense that they're now going to have to pay more for less drink.
Okay, so that's Jay Cowett, our technical director. Let me bring this back to you, to Marion Nessel, because you're a professor of nutrition. You know all of the data. There is a problem with mindless eating, as you're saying, but at the same time, in order to get healthy, I think studies have shown us that being aware of what you're eating, having to think about it, is actually the most successful way to lose weight, right?
Oh, no, it requires just much, much more than that. If taking personal responsibility would solve the problem, we wouldn't have a problem to begin with. The problem that I see and that worries me the most about what's happening with obesity is the enormous effort to get people to eat more food without their being aware of it. This has to do with food marketing, and it is very, very much in the food industry's interest to have people eat more, not less. Eating less is really, really bad for business. So if you're in the soda business, you're going to get hysterical about this kind of thing because it's going to cut into your sales. And it's already the concern about sodas has already cut into sales in this country. So the businesses have moved the marketing of sodas overseas. That's the environment that we're living in. What we want to do, it seems to me, is to just make it easier for people to make healthy choices the default, so that if you want an unhealthy choice, you have to ask for it.
Right.
I mean, it's a different way of thinking about it. And once you start thinking about it that way, these kinds of actions make perfect sense.
I guess, Marion, part of my issue is that why specifically look at these large sodas or sugar drinks? I mean, people can buy a piece of pizza that's the size of their head. In movie theaters where this is a major problem, you know, you can get the super huge drinks, but you can get a thing of popcorn that you can wear. I mean, it just seems like, why wouldn't we go all out in trying to do this? If we're trying to make these healthy choices easier, why specify these sugary drinks when you're not really banning anything anyway. You're just able to get two of something and make up the volume there.
And another one
No, that's a really good question, and I want to address it because you can always get two of something. They didn't discuss doing this with me ahead of time, and I don't know what the rationale was, but I'm guessing that it's because sugary drinks are such an easy target. They have sugars of one kind or another. They have no other nutritional value whatsoever. They're unadulterated calories. And if you're going to do something about overweight, the first thing you want to do is get rid of unnecessary calories. And these are unnecessary calories. Pizza has nutritional value way beyond its calories, which makes it a much, much more complicated entity to deal with. I would give anything to be able to encourage restaurateurs to give a price break to people who ordered smaller portions. I've been advising that for years.
That's a great idea.
You know, not a 50% price break for a 50% smaller portion, maybe a 30% price break, so they're still making money off of it. When I've suggested this to the owners of restaurants, they turn purple with rage and say, what are you trying to do, put us out of business? Is what sells food.
Let me put this to you, Jay. Mary Nestle's talking about empty calories. Some scientists have said if you just cut 100 calories out of the average person's diet, we wouldn't have a weight problem anymore. That 100 calories could easily be the extra 16 ounces.
Oh, without question. I mean, there's so many unhealthy things to eat, and they're so easy to get up and down the line. I just feel like people...
You don't want the government doing it.
People can kill themselves in their own way.
Like Mr. Ron Paul.
In this case...
Ron Paul, except for cigarettes.
Well, I mean, cigarettes affect other people directly. Secondhand smoke is a scientifically proven killer. I have not...
There's no secondhand obesity.
I haven't killed anyone with a Red Bull yet or with a giant soda.
So it should be illegal just to give a 32-ounce soda to your kid.
It's possible. Parents got to make their own decisions. I mean, if you want to say you have to be over 21 to drink a sugar drink, that's fine with me. Grown-up people, you want to have your own decisions.
Jay Cowett is our takeaway. Technical director, and Marion Nestle, professor of nutrition at New York University, author of Safe Food, The Politics of Food Safety. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, pleasure.
We're talking about a proposed ban in New York City only that would impose a 16-ounce limit on the size of sweetened drinks sold at restaurants and movie theaters and other places.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.